This is the story of Satan and Sprout. One day I was following Satan through the forest, 23 years old, a young male in his prime. He got his name when he was just a kid. He actually stole a manuscript that my mother was writing, and we had to bribe him with a banana to get the chewed remains back again. But that was long ago. And now he's traveling alone, and suddenly he hears ahead of him the sounds of an excited group of chimpanzees feeding, clearly on something delicious. Imagine this with 20 chimpanzees all making the same excited cries. Satan's hair bristles with excitement and he hastens along the trail and soon comes to a big tree. There's a lot of fruit up there and many chimpanzees feeding. And he swings up the trunk and he aims for a large bunch of ripe red fruit. There's a younger male feeding there already, but that's okay because Satan is dominant to him. So he approaches and he makes a arm threat gesture. The young male screams and backs away and Satan begins to feed. But what Satan didn't realize is that young male's older brother is feeding higher up in the tree. And hearing his kid brother scream, he comes swinging down, and now the two brothers start attacking Satan, and Satan screams. To my amazement, a very ancient female, who was peacefully feeding way up in the canopy, starts swinging down, and she hurls her frail self onto these three battling males, each of whom weighs at least twice as much as she. And with her puny little fist, she begins hitting at the two brothers, who I think are so surprised that they mildly threaten her, and Satan gets away. That was Satan's ancient mother, Sprout, probably at least 50 years old, hair thin, teeth worn down to the gums, but still running to the defense of her great big bully son.